Charlotte City Council voted Monday night to help finance 11 proposed affordable apartment projects around the city, but only a handful will likely move forward this year. WFAE's David Borax explains.
The city asked developers to propose affordable apartment projects that would be eligible for subsidies through the city's housing trust fund. Most of the 950 proposed units are in North and Southwest Charlotte. Monthly rents would start just under $400, making them affordable for people making less than 60% of the area median income, the city's biggest need right now. The council action means the city could spend up to $16 million on the units that get built. It comes as the council pursues a goal of approving 5,000 affordable housing units by 2019. City Housing Director Pamela Weidman gave this update last night.
I'm proud to report that we are 72% of the way there, and if approved tonight, you have the opportunity to add up to 550 units to that count.
Those 550 units are only a portion of what the council approved. That's because not all the approved projects will get built, at least not right now. Nine of the projects are competing for 9% state tax credits. City officials say only three will make the cut when the State Housing Finance Agency announces its picks in August. They'll cost the city about $6.8 million. Two other projects will get 4% state tax credits, which aren't competitive. Thanks to last night's votes, the city will provide subsidies totaling $9.5 million. The votes followed an hour-long debate filled with worries and frustrations that the city still isn't doing enough for those at the lowest income levels. At one point, Mayor Vi Lyles tried to steer the discussion back on track.
We've all said this is very complex. And one of the things that's shown by us talking about this and not being yet on the same page shows how complex it is.
It's about to get even more complicated. The city will have to cobble together the $6.8 million it needs for three of the projects. Some of that will come from unallocated federal funds and other sources. And the city will spend the last $1.4 million from its housing trust fund. That's money approved by voters in bond referendums every 2 years. In past years, the referendums have totaled $15 million, but city officials now are discussing whether to boost that to $50 million. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.